Who are you to ignore the opportunity?
Why do you care?
I just don't like leaving things unfinished.
Vivenna glanced away.
Look at it this way, Princess. You can work with us, which will give you chances to explain your views, maybe change our minds on things such as lifeless and biochroma, or you can send us away. But if you reject us because of our sins, aren't you being ostentatious? Don't the five visions say something about that?
How does he know so much about ostracism? I'll think about it. Why did Jules bring all those swords?
We'll need weapons. You know, has to do with that violence thing we mentioned earlier.
You don't have any already?
Denth shrugged.
Well, Tonks usually has a cudgel or knife on him, but a full sword draws attention in Taitalir. Sometimes it's best not to stand out. Your people have some interesting wisdom in that area.
But now...
Now, we don't have a choice. If we keep moving forward with Lemix's plans, things are going to get dangerous. Which reminds me, I have something else for you to think about.
What?
Those breaths you hold. They're a tool, like the lifeless. Now, I know you don't agree with how they were obtained, but the fact is, you have them. If a dozen slaves die to forge a sword, does it do any good to melt down the sword and refuse to use it? Or is it better to use that sword to try to stop the men who did such evil in the first place?
What are you saying?
You should learn to use the breaths. Tonks and I could sure use an awakener backing us up.
Vivenna closed her eyes. Did he have to hit her with that now, right after twisting around her concerns about the lifeless? She had expected to find uncertainties and obstacles in Taitalir, but she hadn't expected so many difficult decisions. And she certainly hadn't expected them to endanger her soul.
I'm not going to become an awakener, Denth. I might turn a blind eye toward that lifeless for now, but I will not awaken. I expect to take these breaths to my death, so that nobody else can benefit from harvesting them. No matter what you say, if you buy that sword forged by overworked slaves, then you'll merely encourage the evil merchants.
Denth fell silent. Then he nodded and stood up.
You're the boss, and it's your kingdom. If we fail, the only thing I lose is an employer.
Jules approached. She barely gave Vivenna a glance.